Blog Talk Radio.
Another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine.
It's going down right now.
Hey, good morning and welcome everybody, man, to another live session with the Hype Magazine. Hey, today, everybody heard about this Freestyle 50 challenge by Verizon 300 Entertainment, Kevin Lyles, you know what I mean? Today, this morning, we have the winner, the man who topped out over 8 other finalists to win a $10,000 prize, a deal with 300 Entertainment, spot on the development artist development tour for 300 Entertainment, and the claim to fame of being like the Freestyle 50 Challenge champion for 2017, second year at YK Snoop, man. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm reading a story about when you found out you had won an opportunity to compete. You were one of the finalists, and you were out on the slab tour. You had to go borrow a car, race to the radio station, and made it just in the nick of time to compete.
Yep.
Tell me about the adrenaline rush, bro. I know that was a huge adrenaline rush. Like, I gotta go. Somebody help me.
Man, that adrenaline rush was definitely crazy. I mean, just due to the simple fact that, you know, I was 8.5 hours away when I got the call. Wow. And, you know, in my car, I got like a 2005 Mitsubishi, man. They got like 200,000 miles. And I was currently in Huntsville, Alabama. So my car wasn't going to make it all the way up there to Chicago, you know, safely. So, you know, finding somebody at the last minute to let me borrow their car, to convince them to let me borrow their car to rap for 90 seconds. You know, it's kind of hard to convince somebody, but, you know, it basically fell through. And, you know, with us rushing, it was like, you know, by the time we got up there, you know, we were downtown Chicago, it was just so much traffic and all that, and we still hadn't found a parking spot, man. So we just pulled up to some, like, rich valet, man, and just gave them a car. And, you know, when you do the valet, you usually pay when you come back out. So we was like, yeah, we'll pay you when we come back out. So they was like, all right. So we were running like about 3 blocks. And mind you, I'd never been up to the radio station before. So when I went in this big building, I didn't even know where to go. But it was a guy who randomly just stopped us and was like, yo, y'all looking for the radio station? We was like, yeah. He's like, man, go that way. I'm like, man, that's a man from God. How you know? So we ran up. And then right on time, the receptionist downstairs was like, oh, yeah, why can't we wait on you? Like, right on time. And it was like we took the elevator, we went upstairs, and there was a few other contestants up there. And they was like, yeah, we're getting ready to give y'all the rules, and after that, it's on. So it was just like it wasn't really no time to prepare, but I felt like I was already prepared just because, you know, I've been practicing with these lyrics for so long. So it was just like my heart was beating, but I had to, you know, just stay composed and just cleanly do my verse, and everything ended up working out.
Well, yeah, it worked out because you hit the national stage in Los Angeles, showed up and showed out during the finals. Tell me about, you know, going from you made it and then to freaking win. And, like, when your hand was raised, you know what I mean, how did that feel? Talk to me about that. That was another adrenaline rush.
I mean, honestly, the Freestyle 50 Challenge overall was a life-changing experience. You know, like just being on that stage and being in front of those, you know, legends in the game and just, you know, Verizon, all the press that they had and just 300, it was just so much stuff going on, you know, and then it was just like, the journey all the way up until that was just, it was like almost like a movie almost. And then, you know, with my mother being able to be there and one of my childhood friends that I grew up with and another one of my friends, it was just like, I'm like, you know, we came a long way, you know, so I ain't come this way to fall short. Like, we're going to do the whole thing. And I know that winning it was definitely going to uplift and inspire a lot of the people around me or that was had eyes on me, you know. And, you know, and then on top of that, everything was freestyle. You know, it'd be different if we could do written raps. It'd be different if they gave us a layout ahead of time, like, yo, this is what you're going to do and this is how you're going to do it. Nah, they waited till the day of to tell us exactly how it was going to go down just to put that pressure on us. And, you know,
right.
just watching how everybody's move was, you know, because everybody's not a freestyler, everybody's not a battler. But regardless, you know, it's a lot on the line right now. So you got to make it happen. So just not really being able to prepare all the way and really just giving my all and everybody just putting all their passion and all their energy and just everything into it. And for me to want to be victorious, it was just a surreal moment just because I really had to understand the fact that it was thousands of people who entered the contest. And if it wasn't for my friend that tagged me into the post on Instagram, I never would have done it. And it's just so crazy just how God works and just blesses, man. So it was just amazing.
So that's how you found out. It was a social media post that you were tagged in to find out about the Verizon presented.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. Like, it was a domino effect. Like, it started off with a friend of mine, Armando. He hit my Instagram DM with a post, and all he said was, "You better win." He didn't say nothing else. Then when I looked at it, I just saw it, and I'm like, all right, I'll check it when I get a chance. And then after that, more people on Instagram was tagging me in it, and people was hitting my Snapchat, and they screenshotted it, and they sent it to me, and they was like, "Man, Soup, like, you're the best freestyler we know. You need to get on this." So I went back into the Instagram DM, and then when I seen, like, "You better win," I'm like, "Well, what is that to win?" Then I clicked on it, and it was just everything, like, with the $10,000 and the singles deal with, you know, 300 and all of the other things that came with it. I'm like, "Oh, man, I need to stop procrastinating. Like, I'm going to do it today." And then I uploaded the Instagram video, and a friend of mine who worked at a radio station called Power 92 over there in Chicago told me to submit it to WGCR because they had that on the radio, you know, asking about the Freestyle 50 Challenge and the no effort beat and all that. So I just submitted it, and then 4 weeks later, I got the call back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so you got Verizon, Samsung, all these corporate partners. Tell me, you know, what it means to you to have, you know, these big corporate people recognizing, you know, one of the key elements of hip-hop, the culture of hip-hop, and, you know, recognizing and understanding the impact that hip-hop has on even corporate America.
I mean, it's an amazing feeling because, you know, like, I feel like, you know, over the years, you know, with everything being so social media orientated and just how the music game is set up now, it's not like how it used to be in the 90s. Like, you don't see as much cypher, you don't see as much battle, you don't see as much grime and grit, you know. And as far as with the competition, that's exactly what they would promote. Like, you know, get grimy, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, really give your all, go at them, you know. And I just felt like that was perfect for the culture, you know, because I felt like, you know, I probably would have never seen nothing like that before this Freestyle 50 Challenge, you know. So just to have all these big names and big corporations embrace the culture for real, was just an amazing feeling because I was a part of that. You know, I could say no matter what happens, I could say that I was a part of that. And it was different people from different walks of life who may be familiar with it or who may not be too familiar with it, sitting back and watching hip-hop in the flesh. You had the host of Smack White. You know, he's the, you know, he runs URL TV. You know, he's a pioneer for that. You had Sway there, and those are just two big hosts in general. And you had the DJs in there, man. You had the judges being critics and the crowds being critics, and just everybody was
using a hashtag challenge like this. That gave you international, global exposure. I mean, it's the easiest way. You couldn't pay for this the way that this exploded for you. It's pretty amazing. So what are you looking forward to next? I mean, you've got London on the track. It's going to produce your single. I mean, 300 Entertainment is you know, what they got? Migos and damn, everybody else is making important music for the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? But first of all, look, I got to back up because, you know, the freestyle was to T-Grizzly's No Effort. T-Grizzly, you know, just was one of the headliners at the Highlight Festival turned it out. You got 30,000 people, you know, showed up just to rock with him. So you had to ride that track that he had so masterfully covered already.
Yeah.
And I looked at your freestyle on Instagram. Like, you're really animated, high energy, clever metaphor. I mean, did you feel any extra pressure because of the track choice?
Honestly, no. Like, my main thing was just sounding different. You know, because I knew when people did the competition, the first thing that I told my homie, I was like, everybody gonna try to sound like T Grizzly. They're gonna try to use that flow, and that's the first no-no. You know, because I feel like the first thing that people are looking for is originality. That was the first, you know, and it was a little bit. The only difficult part is that I usually didn't rap over beats like that, but I could rap over everything. You know what I'm saying? So I just really figured out how I can do me the best on that beat, you know, and then on top of that, it was like, I wanted to tell a story, like, I wanted to have substance, like, I didn't just want to say some random bars, I didn't want to say everything, I wanted to say something within 1 minute where you could feel like, I know about him, I know what he about, and we could see his skill set, which is kind of hard, you know, because, you know, a lot of guys, they just rap, you know, or they just focus on rhyming, but when you're really trying to articulate a verse and switching the flows up and throwing in metaphors and saying real life stories, I think that was the biggest challenge. But honestly, deep down in my heart, I felt like if somebody hears this, if they at least listen to it, they're probably going to pick me. Just because I understood that it was thousands of people rapping, but I felt like, you know, lyrics is my spiritual gift, and the way that I put it together is unique, and it's not really like everybody in my generation or really like some people in the game right now all together. So the biggest challenge was just pushing myself to the limit and making sure that I'm content with my verse.
Okay. Well, you rock it. I mean, you know, the finalists, the other seven national finalists, you know, for the Verizon Freestyle 50 Challenge, you know, FQ and Coca, Jay Legacy, Damon Blue from Baltimore, Maryland, Umo, Joe Waters, Kareem, Baton Rouge, you know what I mean? Joe Waters from Tampa, Florida. Hey, shout out to all the people in Florida, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Underwent all of that, had to move. Joe Waters is one of the national finalists in this Verizon Freestyle 50 Challenge, and he's from Tampa, Florida. So we, of course, wish him the best, you know what I mean, and you know, his family. So again, you know, like, what are you looking forward to? You're going to be sitting down with London on the track and creating a new piece. Will you, do you have a concept already? Do you have an idea? Because this is not a freestyle. This is a structured piece. And I'm certain, you know, as like the way you lit up that freestyle, I know that the structured piece is going to have, you know, some extra weight. So give us a heads up on, you know, maybe where you might go with that debut single, one of your most important releases to date.
Well, first and foremost, you know, like, my main goal is to prove that I can make a hit record. You know, something people seen that I had the talent do the Freestyle 50 Challenge, but, you know, that was freestyling and that was a battle. But, you know, I'm actually an artist, you know, with a lot of versatility who can make different types of records. Honestly, I have a few ideas, but me and London are creating scratch. You know, it's not like he sent me some beats and I'm trying to write to it. Like, it's actually going to be, you know, me and him in the studio creating from nothing to something and basically catching a vibe with each other and seeing what's best. So, honestly, I don't know which way it's going to go because, you know, it's like I said, we're creating a record from scratch. But just know, like, my main thing is proving that I can make a hit record because, you know, I really got, like, 5 mixtapes of music that's unreleased that I've been stacking up. So whenever I do blow and get my foot through the door, I can honestly hit the ground running. But at the same time, you know, me and his father was talking, you know, he's actually from my hometown, and he's master, he's a very good guy. And I sent him some of my records, you know, for him to just hear how my sound is. And then he was just saying that he was excited to see how I can take those lyrics and that skill set and put it on these platinum-worthy productions. So, you know, I got a little outline, but I can't even really call it right now because I won't be able to know until we get in the studio.
Yeah, What's been the most fun for you of this experience?
The most fun, I can honestly
the
say
most
like
amazing
the
part, yeah.
I can honestly say, like, the most fun part, honestly, has been, you know, celebrating with my homies, honestly, and my family, just because, you know, like, I went to college, you know, I graduated just this last fall, and, you know, usually when people, you know, graduate from college and got their degree, you know, usually try to urge you to get into, you know, corporate America or whatever the case may be and follow your career, but from day one when I was in college, you know, I said, you know, what I was going to do with the music, and I remember, like, it was yesterday, I was in English class. And, you know, I was my freshman year, and everybody had to go around the classroom and introduce themselves and say where they were from and what they plan to do with their career. And, you know, when it got to my turn, you know, I said, you know, my government name. I said where I was from. I said my major. And I was like, you know, but when I graduate, I want to pursue my career in music. And then, you know, it was a few people that laughed at the time. And I was like, no, I'm serious. And my professor, you know, made me rap in class. She was like, okay, well, you say you got bars. Let's hear them. And I rapped, and from that day, it was like everybody in the class was just looking like, oh, snap, he might make it, you know, and I've really been holding on to that. So just seeing how long I've been grinding and how long I've been working and how long I've been leaving and my people being behind me, it's just been fun just sitting back and talking about it. Because they was like, man, we were talking about this for so long, and now it's like you finally have that opportunity to get your foot through the door. And, you know, on social media, a lot of people have been showing love. There hasn't really been no hate for real. So I think that's really just been the best part, because I know it inspires a lot of people where I'm from, because there's a lot of people who don't make it. There's a lot of people who don't get a chance. There's a lot of people who was almost doing something. So people seeing me achieve that I grew up with is really inspiring them, and I feel like that's the most important part, you know, just uplifting everybody.
Wow. Amazing. Man, it's been amazing, you know, learning about you, and I'm looking forward to you turning loose one of the mixtapes sooner than later. You know what I mean? I really enjoyed, you know, experiencing the freestyle.
Oh man,
oh y'all, Israel, it was really amazing. So, you know, we live right now. I want you to just say something to the young artists who maybe didn't make it, you know what I mean, haven't made it this far or what have you, about,
okay,
you know, following your dreams and staying with it. Congratulations on graduating from Alabama A&U. Is that right? A&U?
Alabama A&M.
A&M. Yep. You know, congratulations on that. But go ahead and
Honestly, for all my artists out there that's grinding, man, first thing first, man, you got to keep faith. You got to keep faith. And it's easy to keep faith when things are going well, but it's about what you do when things are going wrong. And I feel like I'm a living testimony to that because, I mean, I had a rough summer and I had a lot of stuff going on prior to that, but I always felt like, you know, God is taking me through this because, you know, he wanna see where my head at. You know what I'm saying? He want to see, am I going to be loyal to him? Secondly, you know, you just got to put in that work. You know, none of this is going to happen overnight. You know, some of the biggest stars that we look at, it just didn't happen overnight. You know, it took a lot of time. So yeah, I feel like you just got to embrace the process and you got to trust the grind, you know, because it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, and then lastly, you know, I feel like you guys should know that it's a strong power in words. You know, speaking things to existence and the power of words is a very big factor that a lot of people sleep on. You know, and just to be 100% honest, you know, whatever you put out there in the universe, it can come back to you and manifest for whatever you want it to be. So if you really feel something, if you really believe something, first thing you got to do is speak on it. Then after that, you got to work towards it. And in the midst of you working towards it, you got to keep faith no matter what happens. And if you stay persistent and you stay on it, it can manifest, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm a living testimony, but that was a test. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't no testimony without no test. And I feel like the sooner that everyone understands that, for no matter what your dream is, whether it be music, whether it be school, whether it be anything, once you understand and grasp that, I feel like you can achieve and do whatever you want to do. So that, I think that's my message to everybody.
Right. Now, you strangely enough, you've been traveling back and forth to Chicago. You've been in this for a minute. I mean, you're actually on the road. Back and forth, you know, trying to were you producing videos or you doing like that when you were going back and forth?
Oh, no. Well, okay. When I went to Chicago, I shot some music videos, and then I went to South by Southwest. I got footage, so I wasn't the one actually producing it, but I did have, you know, camera people there or people with their phones putting stuff together for whatever city I go to or wherever I'm working at.
Okay. Okay. So you've been putting tours together and appearances on your own as an independent. You must have a great sense of release being with such an amazing situation like 300 Entertainment.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, because, you know, being an independent artist is pretty hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I'm glad
mm-hmm.
that I went through that first because that kept the hunger. You get what I'm saying? Like, booking my own shows, booking my own travel, and paying for my own studio time and all this and that. Like, I felt like that was important of keeping me humble and keeping me grounded because nothing was given to me. So I feel like with a situation like this, you know, it's just amazing because, you know, I'm still working and I'm still grinding, but it's like now I have that extra push that I feel like I always needed. So that's my...
Okay. Let's let everybody know where we can find, you know, YK Snoop. YK Soup. Oh, Lord, did I just do that? I apologize, brother. YK Soup. Let's find him on social media. Let's find some of his music. You know what I mean? How can we experience more of what you bring to the music community?
Okay, well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @yo_soup, @yo_SUPE. Both of those are the same. And if you look me up on YouTube, you can look up y.ksoup, definitely. When you say the YK, you got to put the dot in the middle. So it's y.ksoup,
okay.
And then I have some music videos. I'm actually with the exclusive. I'm dropping something this week, man. I got a hit over that Meek Mill Left Hollywood, you know, and because I actually went to Hollywood, and I actually wanted to share my experience there, and it was been a couple months since I dropped the video, just because, you know, with everything that was going on with the competition and moving around. But yeah, you can expect an exclusive by the end of this week. I'm recording it today, and I'm dropping this video by the end of the week. So definitely be on the lookout for that. YK Soup, Left Hollywood, Peak Mill Remix.
Well, make sure that the Hype Magazine gets a piece of that one. We certainly want to support you, man. You know, we congratulate you. Wish you much, much continued success. You got your head screwed on tight. You put in the work. You're aware. And if anybody wants to understand why Kevin Lyle was so high on YK Soup, go to the man's Instagram and watch his entry. You have no idea how special this young man is until you experience him. And he's got the energy. He's calm, cool, and collected, committed, which means he's not going to let hip-hop down. You know what I mean? Some people get lazy and don't show the commitment, but you borrow a car, talk to somebody. First of all, you got to have game. You got to have a gift of gas to get somebody to let you take their car from Huntsville, Alabama to Chicago, Illinois to go take your shot at an opportunity that really, you know, God put in your way. He wanted to see how committed you were. You've shown it. So that's going to translate into a commitment to delivering proper hip-hop and staying true to the culture. And you're with the perfect team, you know, 300 Entertainment and Kevin Lyles, you know, London on the Track. Man, you got an amazing opportunity. You know, and Kevin Lyles from 300 Entertainment says, You know, YK Snoop clearly had a story to tell. He surprised the judges with his talent and creativity, and we look forward to welcoming him to the 300 family. That's the official word from the man himself. To learn more about the Freestyle Challenge, man, you got to go check it out. But the bottom line, the goal of the Freestyle 50 Challenge is to discover that one artist with the potential to be the new voice for hip-hop. And they're supporting them with the tools and resources that they need to see it through. And that's from London on the Track. And he's, you know, really proud to shout out to YK Snoop, prove he has talent to drive, and he's excited to hit the studios with him. So you're going to get a personal experience like none other. You know, no ship, no track ship back. Like you said earlier, you guys are going to sit there and create something from scratch. That's an amazing process. Hey, I'm hoping that we get a hip-hop gambling huff out this situation. Let's see what happens. What you think?
For sure, man. We can make anything happen. For
okay.
Sure, man.
Amazing.
And honestly, I like, and before I get off, I definitely like to give a shout out to 300 ENTM Verizon just for even being them creators and actually setting that platform out there for starving artists like myself, you know, because you could find the next big star off of something like that who probably would have never had the chance because they don't have the money or they just don't have the following quite yet to get to that point. MCs trying to get out there, you know, definitely keep your lookout on it because I'm pretty sure they're going to continue with this. And it's a life-changing experience, man. So I feel like if you're an MC of any type and you take your career seriously, definitely tune into the Freestyle 50 Challenge. Definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm 100% agreeing. This is a great opportunity. You know, people say that, you know, hip-hop is being forgotten and that the ones who make it aren't reaching back and creating opportunities. Well, you know, 300 Entertainment is certainly one of those that's creating opportunities. I mean, come on. Put the Hammond, Migos, Fetty Wap. Well, that's London on the Track. He's producing them. I'm tripping. But the bottom line is the circle is serious. And be ready for your opportunity. Don't complain that there is no opportunity because Verizon, 300 Entertainment, with this hashtag challenge, you know, show something amazing. Last but not least, my man, Hype Magazine wants to know, what's been your craziest where they do that at moment thus far in your early career? Don't put nobody on blast.
Alright. Okay. Like, when I dropped my music video a couple months ago, it's called My Dedication. You know, it's produced by DJ L. DJ L is a very big producer out of Chicago. He produced the G Herbo, Bibby, Tink, and a lot of very other big artists across the city and really across the nation, to be honest. All right? I dropped the video. When I tell you I sent it to everybody, I tagged everybody on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I sent it to, like, everybody's DM from top to bottom to make sure that they seen this video, right? And when I posted that I won shooting Cali, it was like 2 hours back. So I posted it, and I went to sleep because I had to be up first thing in the morning. And when I woke up, I had about like 60 like DMs. Like every time I opened, closed one, another one was popping up. And some of the same people, like it was some. I ain't going to say who they was, but it was definitely some people who was like, don't send me this. You know, I'm like, I don't want to see your video. Like they didn't even open it. You get what I'm saying? I'm like. They ain't got no idea.
Got
like, I really just spazzed out. You get what I'm saying? And then it was just like some people were apologizing. Like, it was about 8 people I counted. 3 of those people apologized. And then 5 of those people were all like, oh, I'm so proud of you. You know, I know you could do it, this and that. But I'm like, y'all didn't even ignore the message. Y'all was like, don't send this to me no more, you know, without even listening to the track first. So that was definitely a way they do that at moment. You know what I'm saying? Because. And I'm humble, you know, and I'm appreciative for every little piece of support I get. But that was just ironic how a couple months ago I sent this video out and you didn't even listen to it first and was like, you know, don't send it to me and this and that. But then
Now it's all I knew you could do, and I'm proud of you all this and that, man. Where they do that at?
Yeah, you know where they do that at. I knew you was always knew you was gonna make it. I knew it. Yeah, you didn't. You didn't support from the beginning. You thought I was spam. You treated me like spam. It's nasty. Anyway, hey, we're real proud of you. Proud for you, man. Congratulations once again. Thanks for your hard work. And Side Magazine Live Sessions, man. YK Soup. Go check him out. Follow the Freestyle 50 Challenge. Shout out to Verizon. Shout out to 300 Entertainment. London on the Track for being a part of this. Kevin Lyles, most definitely, for being the innovator that he is and the driving force behind the hip hop community. I'm Magazine Definition. We out.
We out.